You're visiting with us this morning. We're glad you're here. We have a lot we're doing today in our service. So we have a bit shorter worship. We have a brief message and then our baptisms. And then we have something else at the end. So I'm going to share a brief message. Okay. From John chapter 6. We've been in the Sermon on the Mount, if you've been with us, but today we're going to go to John chapter 6. I'll tell him what's going on here. It's this.
Yes.
Peter. I'll give you the context here. Jesus has just fed thousands of people, like 15,000 people, with 5 barley loaves and a couple of fish. And now he's going to tell them that he is the bread of life. Let's stand and read this together. John chapter 6 and verse 35. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me, and yet do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never cast out. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." This is the word of the Lord. Please be seated. So when Jesus says he is the bread of life, he's talking about an appetite that is in our souls that cannot be satisfied by anything else. We are created in the image of God, and nothing will fulfill us until we know him, until we are reconciled to him, into a right relationship as our Heavenly Father, as our Lord, as our friend, as our King. We try a lot of different ways to satisfy our appetites. We pursue and work hard and seek to gain and build up. Some people will work hard to get wealthy. They think, "I will be satisfied once I have a big enough mansion, a nice security. I'll be able to retire. That'll fulfill me." They asked Rockefeller, "How much money do you need?" You know what he said? "Just a little bit more." He was so wealthy. Just a little bit more, more and more and more. We see dictators, they cannot get enough power. They just need more and more and more power. I'm thinking of like Vladimir Putin. We've known him all throughout history. They need more and more and more power. People taking drugs, it's been a catastrophe this past decade. That it gives them a sense of, it gives them a high. But the way our bodies are designed, you never get enough. You get more and more and more, and then you die. Can't get enough sex, can't get enough pleasure, can't get enough likes on TikTok. I just need more and more achievement. We see very successful people. They're achieving great things. They go to Harvard. They get great jobs, but they still can't get enough. They have to plagiarize. They have to cheat. We know that temptation. We might be doing very, very well, but I'm still tempted to cheat because it's not enough. Jesus says, "I am." He says he is the bread of life. Only in him. Only in him will we be satisfied. That's the way God has designed us. Let me ask a couple of quick questions. Why did God... Why did God curse the ground? Why did he curse the earth? Remember that back in Genesis? By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground. Out of it you were taken. For out of it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Why did God do that? We shouldn't really see it as punishment. The wages of sin is death. Right? When you sin, you die. You're separated from God. And he gives us this life to decide whether we're going to turn back to him or instead push him further away. But when he cursed the ground, it was making it difficult for us so that we say, I need more. I need God. We would cry out to him for help. I'm talking about cursing the ground with thorns and thistles and viruses, making this life hard so I could be reminded I need more than I can get in this life. What happens when we get everything we want? What happens when we have people get everything they ever wanted or needed? When you live in paradise, what if he just left Adam and Eve in paradise? What do you get? You get the Lord of the Flies. You get the Hunger Games. You get people start killing each other. You get Squid Games. That's what happens in our hearts, right? Oh, things are great. I have everything I need, but I need some more. I need power over this guy, that guy. I need more and more and more. So God cursed the ground so that it would be difficult for us, so that we would look somewhere else for satisfaction. King Solomon said he was the wisest man who ever lived, and he achieved great things. He was very successful. He achieved great things artistically and administratively and militarily, and he was very wise, and people would come from far and wide to hear his wisdom. Do you know what he said the best thing in life is? What's the best thing in life? And he learned this the hard way, because when he had hundreds of wives and great wealth and hundreds of chariots, he started turning and worshiping the foreign gods of his foreign wives. Because all of that, all his wealth, said it wasn't enough. Here's what he finally concluded. This is in Ecclesiastes. There's nothing better for a person that he should eat and drink and find enjoyment in his toil. This also I saw is from the hand of God. For apart from him, who can eat or who can have enjoyment? For to the one who pleases him, God has given wisdom and knowledge and joy. But to the sinner, he has given the business of gathering and collecting, only to give it to one who pleases God. This also is vanity and striving after the wind. So even when he had everything, he said, apart from God, this is vanity, but with God, and I'm walking with God, looking forward to heaven, saying this world is not my home, then I can enjoy working hard, and I can enjoy artistic creativity and scientific pursuits and building and creating. Then I can enjoy life because my satisfaction, my heart is with God in heaven. So that's what we're proclaiming here this morning. That's what we want everyone to hear. Jesus said, everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him should have eternal life. So if you don't know him, we urge you, look at Jesus. Look to him. He's the most beautiful, the most rugged. He's perfectly holy. And yet he is the most approachable, trustworthy person in the universe. The fact that he's holy means he's completely trustworthy. That he will never betray you. That he's very gentle and meek and lowly in heart. And we can come to him. He's just an amazing person. He had everything, and he emptied himself that he could identify with us, that he could lay down his life so that he became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. That's what we're celebrating here this morning. That's what we're proclaiming. We're going to have these baptisms. We're going to go under the water. I'm identifying with Jesus' death. We're going to come back out of the water. I'm identifying with his resurrection. My life is in my Lord. He is my King, and I'm looking forward to that day. Let me pray for us, and then we'll hear a couple of testimonies. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the cross. We thank you that you came. You are the good shepherd, and you lay down your life to absorb the wrath of God. You didn't come to judge. You came to save us from judgment, for we are sinful. No matter how much you give us, Lord, of this life, we will seek for more. So we want to find our lives in you. Thank you that we can come before you. We can confess our sin. You're faithful and just to forgive us, to cleanse us, to revive us again. Lord, again, we pray if there's someone here this morning that doesn't know you, that they could draw close, they could taste and see that you're good. Lord, we thank you for these two sisters, Phoebe and Kat, as they share their testimonies. Lord, be glorified in their lives. Pray in your name. Amen. Okay, we are going to call Kat Haldy up.